center. And this one will go. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. lines one into the seats in left center. In the air to left field, but Straw is there, and the Blue Jays win it. They get a great team effort up and down the lineup from every pitcher who took part in this game, and they beat the Dodgers 6-2. Just the
two of us. Ah, yeah, there you go. That's a better game. Decisive win over in a reasonable timeline. No 1 a.m. in the morning, going to bed too late. Good morning, it's Evan Bray. Great to have you here. Big win for the Jays last night, 6-2. We found out that Shohei Ohtani is human. He is. He's not the superhuman we thought. We hit his pitches. We struck him out at the plate. We'll talk a little bit more about the Jays. I'm sure I'll hear from you this morning on Open Phones. We have a lot going on. We just found out this morning the key interest rate has been cut again, 2.25%, so down a quarter percent from the 2.5 that it was at, and thankfully going in the direction that a lot of people assumed it would be going. Inflation rose to 2.4, but not enough that it resulted in them changing the interest rate. So we will talk a little bit more about that on the show as well. Also, of course, following the story of the fired Regina Police Chief Farouk Sheikh, Mayor Chad Baczynski is going to be here momentarily. I've also got Acting Chief Laurelee Davies later in the show for her regular monthly visit. Mark Carney's in South Korea at a supper with Donald Trump today, and it sounds like they had a pleasant, he classified it as a very good conversation. Strategy for the Prime Minister on Open Lines. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Financial planning, rock climbing, a feature of a national youth chess champ from Saskatchewan, and a whole lot more. It's a full show. Let's get going. Here's today's big talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome. Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show. The Big Talker.
Well, it was breaking news yesterday right at the end of our show where the Regina mayor revealed that Regina's Board of Police Commissioners made the decision to fire the chief of police, Farouk Sheikh, fired as a result of an investigation that started over 6 months ago. We knew the investigation was going on. We were waiting for the results. This is big. This is big news. This does not happen every day. In fact, has never happened in the history of the Regina Police Service. And I wanted to check in a little bit further. I had a few of questions of my own, and I'm going to ask them to our mayor. He joins us now. Mayor Chad Baczynski joining us by phone. Your Worship, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, so we've been waiting a while, over half a year, for this investigation. Before we even talk about the decision to fire the chief of police for the Regina Police Service, can you help us understand what took so long with this?
Yeah, so at the end of the day, what happened was a complaint was filed to the PCC, the Public Complaints Commission. And so at the end of the day, they initiated and really just told the Board of Police Commissioners that they would be doing an investigation. And it was up to them to do their investigation. The time it took is the time it took. And so we were really, kind of waiting to receive that information and that report at the end of the day. Really something of this nature and this, it's very high profile, high complexity. I don't know if I would say it took so long. I would say it took the time that it needed to make sure that a thorough investigation was completed.
Did the Public Complaints Commission give a recommendation to the Board of Police Commissioners as to what the consequences should be, or was it just, here's the finding of the investigation, now it's up to you what you want to do?
Yeah, what the PCC provided us was the findings. It was the report that they either, substantiated or unsubstantiated the findings with the complainant put forward. So it was up to the board to review that information and ultimately make a determination on what the consequences would be.
So can you just recap for us, what was the conduct by the chief that ultimately led to a finding of substantiated discreditable conduct?
Yeah. So substantiated component, this was with respect to the discreditable conduct. It was acting in a way that is dishonorable to the Regina Police Service, and unbecoming of a chief of police. That was from the PCC side of things. And this was around inappropriate private communications with the complainant over several months. And that was the substantiated component of the investigation.
Can you help us understand what made the conversation, the communication, inappropriate?
One of the highlights was exchanging text messages during in camera session where the police chief was excused from that meeting, and it was around the chief's contract amendments that he had asked us to look at, and so to be texting during a meeting like that where you've been excused, that's an example of something that was inappropriate.
So is there was there a personal side to this inappropriate relationship? Can you comment on that, Mayor?
Yeah, I can't comment on, I know there's, rumors of that. That's not something that I would comment on, in terms of a relationship in that regard. We really were focusing on the facts given to us by the PCC in terms of, what was looked at as inappropriate communications.
Mayor Chad Baczynski is my guest, the mayor of Regina, talking about the decision that came down yesterday to fire the Regina Police Service Chief Farouk Sheikh. Was it an immediate decision by the board, or did you labor over this decision?
No, it was not an easy decision. This was a very, very in-depth, lengthy decision. Considering the information, considering different factors and implications of what, what consequences would be appropriate. This is not an easy decision at all. This took time for the board to try and understand what is in the best interest of the Regina Police Service. And that was the lens that we took. Our job is to maintain the public trust in our police service, and that is ultimately where we landed on this decision.
My understanding from the information you provided yesterday was that Chief Farouk Sheikh didn't feel he did anything wrong. Is that correct? Is that a correct interpretation? And if so, did that weigh into your decision?
Absolutely. Yes, that was my interpretation, and I would say the board's interpretation, and overall, from the findings and from what we reviewed in the report, the chief did not take responsibility for his conduct.
So knowing that, and knowing that there is a mechanism, I believe it's Section 69 of the Police Act, gives a dismissed chief of police the ability to appeal that dismissal. Have you got an indication from Farouk Sheikh whether he will appeal this or not?
No, we haven't gotten an indication, but obviously whatever comes up, if that were to come up, we would address that. But there is no indication right now for the board that would be the case.
And even if there was, and there was success there, it wouldn't mean the board would have to put him back into the position. It would be more around the finding of either with cause or without cause, correct?
I would defer to, our legal expertise at that point to help us determine that. But I would imagine it would be, if it was a finding of that, that could be the case. But that's something that we'll have to cross that bridge if that comes up.
Regina Mayor Chad Baczynski is my guest. Was the original complaint, so the complainant came forward, a member of the Board of Police Commissioners, and by the way, have we named that person?
Yeah. The complainant was a member of the Board of Police Commissioners, and out of privacy, the board has decided that we are not going to name the complainant, just out of privacy.
Okay. I know there is public information out there available, at least a board member, a female board member that stepped away from the board right around or just before all of this broke. So there is information out there, but fair enough for today's purposes. And that board member, by the way, was not dismissed, was she? She voluntarily stepped away?
The board member resigned, yeah.
Resigned, okay. So back to my question, was the complaint that came forward, that original complaint by this member of the Board of Police Commissioners, ultimately the complaint that was substantiated?
So there was actually two. So there was two complaints brought forward originally, and one was unsubstantiated and one was substantiated. So the and like I said before, the substantiated was around the inappropriate private communications.
Okay, and can you help us understand anything? I know you talked a bit yesterday about the unsubstantiated complaints.
Yeah, the unsubstantiated was around the allegation around improperly using his position for the chief to improperly use his position to influence deliberations around contract amendments. So that was unsubstantiated. There was an allegation around the chief using influence that affected the board members' continued appointment to the board. That was reported as no evidence, that there was any improper influence with respect to their appointment on the board.
Are there any aspects of this complaint that haven't been and won't be released, or has everything now been provided that you can provide?
Yeah, I would say, we've worked with the PCC to, to put out what we feel is appropriate to give a level of transparency to the public, to demonstrate, why our decision as a board was made. But there will be things that would not be provided just out of privacy for everybody involved.
Mm-hmm. When something takes this long, of course, as you know, Mayor, there's always rumors and social media posts. And there have been a couple of allegations that there were other complaints from other complainants that came forward. Can you say, were there any other formal complaints while this one was being investigated?
I have nothing that would tell me. Haven't seen any other formal complaints come forward. This is the only complaint that the board was made aware of and had to take action on. There's nothing else that had come forward to us.
So in terms of the final bill to taxpayers, we have seen in past cases, recent and even going back further, where someone is dismissed without cause, there is a severance payout. Because this is a dismissal with cause, it's my understanding that his contract with the Board of Police Commissioners would then prohibit any sort of severance pay?
That's correct. That's my understanding. Termination with cause, there would be no severance payout in that case.
And so in the time, the investigation lasted over 6 months, but the allegation, of course, predates that. He was receiving full compensation in that time. When is the effective date of the firing? And so will he basically owe money to the board, to the city for those months, or is this from yesterday going forward?
It will be, the termination will be effective as of yesterday forward. There'll be no requirement to pay that back. And that really is around, we don't prejudge the outcome of these investigations. And so the chief was on temporary leave during that time while the investigation was ongoing. During that time, there was no outcome. And so there was no action to be taken. So the termination will be as of yesterday going forward. And that's where the payment for his salary will stop.
Before I let you go, Mayor Bushinsky, the process for Regina's next chief, Laura Lee Davies, has been in the acting chief role for quite some time. Will you have a competition? Do you have the belief that you've got someone internal that you can move to that? What will that competition look like, and when will it start?
The board will need to get together and discuss that. This is obviously, the investigation itself was the priority to complete. So now that we have an outcome and we've made a decision, the board will reconvene to discuss the next steps. I will say that I really appreciate, and I think we're in a very strong position to have Acting Chief Davies in that position. She's a 29-year veteran of the force and an extremely strong leader. And so I think we're in a good position going forward.
Mayor Chad Bushinsky, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. We just finished our conversation with Mayor Bushinsky. There's still lots to talk about, lots to unpack. We'll take a break. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.